Today, we are jumping into a critique of a submission exploring the 80-20 rule in iGaming and how platform infrastructure captures top-tier revenue. So diving right in, the discussion of the 80-20 rule successfully outlines foundational concepts, but it risks feeling elementary for an audience of seasoned iGaming operators.
Yeah, completely agree. I mean, the text spends a lot of valuable real estate explaining what the Pareto principle actually is, and then it just lists these universally known traits of high-value players.
Right, which honestly feels a bit like explaining the rules of poker to a casino manager.
Exactly. It's a missed opportunity. Veteran owners already know all this, and, you know, they track it daily. So, to fix this weakness, the author really needs to elevate the angle by shifting away from basic definitions and instead focusing on advanced predictive analytics.
To identify that top 20% earlier in their life cycle, right?
Right, exactly, much earlier.
Wait, so how do they actually do that on the page? Because saying use predictive analytics is easy, but what are the concrete examples?
Well, instead of generic observations, they should use advanced metrics, like analyzing time to first withdrawal as a leading indicator of lifetime value.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because it shows how the speed of that first successful payout builds immediate trust. Or they could detail how to segment that top 20% into actionable behavioral micro cohorts.
Like what?
Like separating live dealer enthusiasts from high-frequency crypto depositors.
Right, because then you can build highly targeted marketing pipelines based on that data.
Exactly.
Which actually brings us to the next big point. Because having the right infrastructure is just the engine, right? The platform implications heavily emphasize having the right infrastructure, yet the analysis stops short of addressing how operators actively operationalize these features for long-term retention.
Yeah, that is a glaring weakness here. Merely listing platform capabilities like crypto payments, fast withdrawals, and VIP tiers treats the infrastructure as a silver bullet.
Yeah, it completely forgets to explain how operators should actually drive the car.
Right. It ignores the day-to-day operational strategies required to maximize their impact on that top 20%. I mean, building fast crypto rails without a retention workflow is basically like building a luxury high roller room, but forgetting to hire a host to stand at the door.
Oh, I love that analogy. So what's the concrete suggestion here?
They need to expand the actionable advice to include specific retention loops and, you know, VIP management tactics that leverage this built-in architecture.
Okay, give me an example of what that looks like in practice.
Sure. So you could map out a triggered workflow where, say, a fast crypto withdrawal automatically initiates a personalized VIP outreach message from an account manager.
Ah, I see. So the platform's tech capability directly triggers the human strategy.
Right. Or they could propose dynamic VIP tiering rules based on specific live dealer engagement patterns.
Like where a player gets automatically moved up in VIP status mid-session?
Exactly. Because capitalizing on a player's momentum with an immediate mid-game reward drives retention. That is exactly the kind of deep operational insight this specific audience is looking for.
Totally. Ultimately, the submission proves the tech is ready, but it just needs to show how the active management matches those capabilities.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, to wrap up this critique, our main takeaways are clear. First, elevate the insights past basic definitions for veteran owners. And second, bridge the gap between simply having platform features and actively operationalizing them.
Yep, so implement those predictive tracking metrics like withdrawal timing and design specific VIP outreach workflows tied directly to the infrastructure.
Perfect. We would absolutely love to see a revised draft of this document, so please implement these ideas and submit it back to the show for another critique.